We're pleased to have Seth Lintelman joining us. And Seth, along with his wife, Elizabeth, are the owners of the Cup and Saucer restaurant in Sherbourne, Minnesota. They won that cafe in Sherbourne in an essay contest last fall. The cafe has been open since June 1, and Seth says that business is booming. And he's a chef, and Elizabeth is a business person. Seth, I want to welcome you here to the Roadhouse.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you aboard. First of all, I'd like to kind of start off with maybe you could tell us about what was happening in your life last year, but you know, before you even heard about Gene Shepman and the Cup and Saucer Cafe.
Well, it's been a really busy year for both my wife and myself. We had our first daughter.
Wow.
She's about to turn a year now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And we were, you know, both up in the cities. I was the sous chef at the Lafayette Club on Lake Minnetonka over in the Orno, Navarre area. And my wife was working for, and still is working for, Rasmussen College as a career services manager. And so it's been a really busy year having our first daughter. We actually, this was a great opportunity for us because we ended up losing our house earlier in the year up in the cities, and just never thought we'd get into being able to own our own restaurant. It's something that we had always dreamed of, and so now here we are, and we're really enjoying ourselves right now. So
many people have had problems similar to yours where you either lose a home or it becomes upside down. It's a big hardship that most of us due to the fact that we haven't had an economy like we've had since 2008, have never had to face. What was it like for you and Elizabeth? Had you ever had any problems that would even compare to that?
No, not really. You know, it was pretty hard. The fact, you know, we had always dreamed of owning a restaurant, and we had been looking down in the Fairmont, Minnesota area, which is about 15 minutes outside of Sherbourne, which is where I'm originally from, for the restaurant, and trying to figure out how we were going to do it, and then to lose the house kind of put us in a financial situation where we thought, you know, it was never going to happen, and we might as well just kind of kiss that dream goodbye. And fortunately, you know, Gene Shepman came along and had put an ad in the Fairmont Sentinel about the contest and writing the essay and that kind of thing, and my parents, who live in Fairmont, had advised us of that, and you know, we entered the contest in that kind of whirlwind of a month in May, and won the cup, and that kind of put us back on track as far as our life goals were concerned. So,
you know, if I saw an article about an essay that's giving away a restaurant and I happen to need one, I thought this is pretty, that's kind of a little out there, but
yeah,
you had advice from your relatives, so you know, maybe you weren't quite as surprised or taken aback as I might have been.
I mean, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I've never heard of someone actually giving away a restaurant free and clear. We have the building, we have all the equipment that was in there, which is minimal, but we're making do with it, and you know, just everything that was in there was given to us. And it was just a fabulous opportunity for us to kind of take over the reins of the Hansen family, who was operating it before, and kind of be good stewards to the Cup and Saucer and to Sherbourne, and give the community in Sherbourne a local cafe to come and support. So it's been a really, really great thing.
Well, tell us a little bit about Gene Shepman. Here's a fellow who is 77. I believe he's from that area. He's not living there now. And how did he decide that, hey, I'm going to go rescue that restaurant and put it in your hands somehow?
Well, he is living in Las Vegas and was originally from Sherbourne, and came back and had seen that the Cup and Saucer was closed, and that was the last of the cafes to be operating in Sherbourne. And just felt that, you know, I think he felt that that every small town needs a cafe or a place for you know, community people and everybody to gather and have coffee and, you know, whatever it may be. And he just felt really strongly that it needed to be done. So he invested some money and a lot of time into getting it cleaned up and getting it ready to go, and never really, I don't think, planned on actually managing it or operating it for a long time. And he had looked around for a while to try and find someone to kind of take over, and just couldn't find anybody to do it. So he got in contact with Bethany College in Mankato, and worked with the students there in a business class on writing up how they were going to give away the cup. And him and his wife have done a marvelous job of getting it ready for us and cleaning it and just having it be a place that the community loves. And we've just been blessed with a great opportunity to take it over and do that.
We're speaking with Seth Lintelman. Seth, along with his wife Elizabeth, are the new owners of the Cup and Saucer Cafe in Sherburn, Minnesota, thanks to the generosity of a former resident of Sherburn and an essay contest. And I want to talk next maybe about that essay contest. Now, here you were. There's a big opportunity for you to put your life kind of back where you wanted it to go. Do you and your wife sit down and do this essay together? And how did you have a good concept of what Gene wanted to hear?
Well, they kind of gave us some guidelines as to what our essay should pertain to. What we kind of hit on a lot was, and what was brought up a lot formulating our essay, was the community aspect of it, and how to keep the cup in the community, and how to, you know, have the community come together and support what we were doing. So that was a big thing. We put together some initiatives as far as, you know, working with students in the local school to bring them in and have them do internships with us so that they get an understanding of how to run a business at an early age and understand what it takes and how much work is involved with it. You know, we also had some ideas of having putting up students' artwork on the wall and selling the artwork and then giving the money back to the schools for performing arts and things like that. So we touched a lot on the community aspect of it. I've grown up on a farm my entire life in Fairmont, and you know, the aspect of fresh produce and quality sustainable products has always been huge for me. And there's not a lot of restaurants down here utilizing what's available. I mean, everybody's got a garden, so we touched on a lot of using fresh, locally sourced product, and we're working with quite a few farmers in the area now to utilize as much as we possibly can. So those were two kind of key things that I think put our essay, you know, out there. And we did do a little bit of work on, you know, what our menu concept was going to be, what our future plans were for the cup, and how we wanted to improve it. But really, you know, it was the community and the sourcing local product from local farms, I think, that put us a little bit above anybody else that had applied. So,
when you won this contest, now here's something that you really great hopes for and go through the process, and now you won, and it's like, yeah, but now is there a little buyer's remorse that comes later, a little trepidation that, okay, it happened?
Yeah, no, I mean, we went full throttle into it. You know, I quit my job up in the cities. We sold virtually everything that we had and moved down to Fairmont and moved in with my parents. And there's no really looking back at anything. You know, we're just looking forward and making sure that the community is happy with the product that we're putting out, and that we're doing what we need to do to make sure that the cup stays in business, and we can make it a profitable venture for us and our family. So,
now this cafe is a lot. You've been a chef, as you mentioned, at the Lafayette Club, pretty exclusive, Lake Minnetonka. I'm sure quite a varied menu. And mm-hmm. Now you're in Sherburn, which is a farm community, and not a lot of tourists coming through. a whole different menu. How was that adjustment, and how has it been for the folks there that are your clientele?
It's been interesting. You know, we walk a line. I guess I walk a line, anyways, with my menu and how I put it out there. You know, I have to have some pull back on the reins a little bit from what I'm used to. Beef commercials and pork commercials and turkey commercials are huge down here in southern Minnesota, and there was not much call for that in the cities. And so I've honed my skills on that, and I've taken advice from the community and the farmers and people that come in as far as what they like to eat. And I've also introduced some different things, some different flavors, some different styles of cooking that they're not used to. So it's kind of a give-and-take relationship. I'm teaching them, they're teaching me, and I'm showing them, I think we're showing them some new things with our specials and those kinds of things, and then kind of leaving our menu a little bit more on the normal side so that people, if they're scared of what we do for a special, they can have that, you know, an egg salad sandwich if they want it, or a turkey sandwich if they want it, or they can try, you know, today we did a chilled avocado soup with a nice fresh tomato relish on top of it, you know, so they're getting an idea of my background and what I can produce, and there's been a lot of good feedback on it. We post pictures on our The Cup and Saucer Facebook page almost every single day for what we're doing for specials, and that has actually brought people in. You know, there's numerous people that follow our Facebook page now just to see what we're coming up with for a special for the day, and they'll come in and say, I saw the picture on Facebook and I just had to come in and give it a try. It's been really good. We've been well received, and we really appreciate that. So
I suppose some of those older guys who have been around for a long time, and they meet every morning, and they're ready to order breakfast, and there's Eggs Benedict, and they're not sure what they're going to do with that.
There is some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, there's a lot of them that are interested to try it, you know, and it only takes one, I guess, to, you know, you send one of them out, one of the older gentlemen decides that that's going to be what he wants for breakfast in the morning, and we send it out to him, and the other ones are all say, well, that looks great, and he eats it and loves it and spreads the word, and that's all I ask for, that's all we need.
Now, I imagine that you and Elizabeth had put together a business plan going into it. Maybe it was even part of your essay. How is that? You've only been there for a month now. It's pretty hard to rate what your plans were and what's happening, but what are your expectations?
For us, there are things that we need to do going into the future of the Cup, that the improvements that we need to make, and those are the biggest things that we're dealing with right now. I cook right now off of a four-burner stove and an oven, both of which decide when they want to work and when they don't want to work. So, that's a huge thing for us is getting enough capital built up so that we can put in, we have to put in a new hood system. We have to put in new equipment so that we can really start producing exactly what we want to produce for our customers. And that'll open us up to be able to open up for dinner service and, you know, do some Sunday brunches and things like that, where we can really accommodate everyone that comes in. So those are those two, the hood system and the equipment, are two major things, along with purchasing a dishwasher, because right now we have a three-compartment sink where we hand wash all of our dishes. And, you know, this last week...
Sounds like you need an intern.
Yeah, really. This last week has been a whirlwind, and we've been doing close to 100 people every day out of that little kitchen with that setup, and we're making do, and we're still producing. You know, I'm still producing the quality of the product that I want to produce out of that kitchen. But it's only going to get better with time when we get that capital set so that we can invest more into the Cup.
We've been speaking with Seth Lintelman, and he and his wife Elizabeth and young daughter are the owners now of the Cup and Saucer Cafe in Sherburn, Minnesota. and brand new owners, thanks to the generosity of a gentleman named Gene Shepman and their success with the essay contest to win this cafe in Sherburn. Seth, I want to thank you so much for doing the interview, and I also want to wish you all the best in your new venture.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate looking out for us allowing us to do the opportunity, giving us the opportunity to do the interview with you. And if anybody from up north is on their way down to far southern Minnesota, feel free to stop in.
We'll stop in for some hamburger steak and split peas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks a lot, Seth.
Love to have you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.